This is Ian Newson-Blessed in association with Bent Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor and also first team coach Warren Lepage. Carl, you must be so happy with the win, especially after going down to 10 men. Jacob, was he in or out of the box? Doesn't matter, 10 men, but what a goal by Darnell and what a win.
Yeah, he handled it outside the box. There's no argument about that. Just made the game a bit more exciting. So long as I felt we stayed calm, we would win the game. I felt we had enough. I didn't know how we were going to win it. Obviously, it's a bit of a special goal, but we ran and we ran and we ran and we ran and we earned that. It would have been a travesty if they got anything out of the game, I feel. So yeah, it was good. It was good.
Alex put in goal and he did the job.
Yeah, well, Alex played at Leverhead last year at step four when I was at Ashford, and keeper had done his shoulder in about the third minute. So Alex went in goal. Leverhead were up the top at the time. Ashford was struggling. He played most of the game. Got done by a penalty just for half time. Nearly got the penalty as well. Nearly got his hand to it. So I'm always quite happy with an outfield player in goals. I feel you can play higher anyway and he'll just cover. So yeah.
Impressive couple of days. Win on Saturday and a win today. I know mathematically almost impossible to be relegated. It's very impressive and an impressive week.
I think I've told all you guys before, I don't think like that. I know it's been hard for you in the last few years. Relegation's not even on the horizon for what we can and can't do. I look higher up the table. That's where we should have been with what we've had. But with the help of, you know, the coaches, Warren, especially this year, and we've got Cornelius and Brad, but really sort of coming into a new club, not knowing the guy that's coming in with you, and for him as well, with us, you know, he's been brilliant. So point your next question at Warren.
You've been with us for a while, on and off the pitch, but what a season.
Yeah, we've steadily been growing each game. I think they're buying into what Carl, Cornelius and Brad are putting into them. They work hard, they work for each other now. That's the most important part. We've had a bit of squad rotation this week as well, which we do most weeks, to be fair, and each player that comes in always gives it their all, and they're buying into what Carl says, and they're buying into the shape, and it makes it easy for these lads.
It's one of those things where, like, you were here last season and you've been here before, and a new coaching staff comes in. Has Carl and Cornelius and Brad made it easy?
Yes, I think they're very experienced. They played high levels. Carl's obviously played very high level and coached at high levels, so that makes it, they understand the game, they understand how to beat sides. You know, some of the formations Carl thinks of are brilliant. You know, I'm thinking, I've scratched my head thinking, how's that going to work? And then get into the game and it just, you know, everyone thinks of the same sheet and it's brilliant, you know. But it all comes down to training. You know, we're there week in, week out, the lads put it in, Carl comes up with patterns, and the lads go and express themselves as long as they buy into it.
Talking about different plans and different formations, you made the substitution straight away after the sending off, and in the second half we looked so organised. And I know we had 10 men, but it didn't look like we had 10 men, and that's really important.
I think in world football, 10 comes out over 11 a lot, on the basis that all 10, if they're at it, all 10 will be at it. The team that have 11 players in that team relax because they feel they're going to win, and when it's 10 against maybe 7, then you're going to win. And that's what I feel, that's how that went today.
2 weeks off now, what happens in those 2 weeks? Lots of training and building up for 2 weeks time here against Sandhurst.
Yeah, we've got a few injuries and got a few players out. Obviously Reece Robbins wasn't here tonight, so obviously he'll come back into it, and some of the other boys have been injured. Aziz is obviously back on the pitch at last, you know, after the bad injury he had in the very first game of the season. So yeah, we'll just top up basically on what we've done. We've got a good end of season to finish with, some big games, some teams that we are looking at beating, and yeah, quite excited. After time off, it's going to be actually good for us, I think.
Thank you very much, Carl. Thank you very much, Warren.
Thanks, Ian. Cheers.